You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishore, in from Hollywood. As a record number of voters vote by mail this year, more than half of states are relying on signatures to verify voter identities. Apparently, mismatched signatures were the most common reason that mail ballots were rejected in 2016. And nearly 30 counties in at least 8 states use automatic signature verification software to help. Software. And while humans are not always that great, software makes mistakes too, and some experts worry it could even contribute to voter disenfranchisement. It's a topic for Quality Assurance, our Friday segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Kyle Wiggers reports on artificial intelligence for VentureBeat. Here's how he says the software works.
Automatic signature verification software relies on algorithms to verify signatures, in this case on ballots. What it's doing is comparing signatures found on mail-in ballots with other signatures that come from state databases, usually motor vehicle databases. And what it's looking at is certain features in those signatures, which could be the width of a signature and the height of a signature, and also what are called local signatures, which could be things like symmetry and stroke directions.
How often is it wrong? And how does that compare with how often humans are wrong?
Some studies show the accuracy could be as low as 74%. Other studies suggest it could be much higher, as high as 96%. But we don't have benchmarks from the systems that are in use to verify signatures on these mail-in ballots. We basically have to, you know, go by what the manufacturers of these systems are telling us, which is that these systems are accurate. In some counties, the software has been adjusted to approve 40% of signatures or 20% of signatures. It's really up to county officials to determine how high they want to set that threshold, which is problematic in many ways, but that's the reality of the situation.
When I read your story, I immediately thought of my own signature, which is literally a line, like a line that a drunk person would draw. I mean, are there flaws in this software that's supposed to read signatures?
Many of the experts I spoke to said that certain voters, especially those with mental or physical disabilities or stress-related ailments or who don't write in English as a first language, are potentially at higher risk of having their ballots rejected. And when you're dealing with algorithms like this, it's always difficult to say how representative the data sets are that were used to train the algorithms. There's also another point to consider, which is a lot of the signatures that are used to verify identities on these mail-in ballots are collected using electronic pads. And electronic pads are, of course, nothing like paper ballots. So yeah, needless to say, there are a lot of factors here that could be discriminatory.
Kyle Wiggers reports on artificial intelligence for VentureBeat. Jesus Alvarado, Rose Conlon, and Stephanie Hughes produce Marketplace Tech. Michael Lipkin is our senior editor. Robin Edgar and Becca Weinman engineer the show. And I'm Sabri Benishore. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.